Hey, Tailgate Nation, this is the Grill Sergeant John Large, and I want to take a couple of minutes to thank you so much for your continued support of Tailgate Radio. By going over to our website at tailgateradio.com and clicking on our sponsor links, you are helping to keep the lights on here at Tailgate Radio and keep this podcast free. And we couldn't thank you enough for helping to make Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing shows in the sports and outdoor category. So for everybody here from Tailgate Radio, thank you again and enjoy this week's episode.
In the parking lot, got the beer on ice and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, place to stop on, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some, cause everybody wants some.
Coming up, join us for sizzling conversation on the hottest issues in sports with the parking lot pro, the grill sergeant, John Largent.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. We've got a great show for you this week, but before we talk about that, I just want to thank everybody for helping to make last week's show the number one show in the world in the sports and outdoor category with our guest, comedian Nick Benson. I was blown away by the numbers. I was blown away by the support, and it was just fantastic to have him on the show and continue our growth, our meteoric rise in the world of virtual broadcasting through the interweb. It was really exciting to see, and we continue to grow our numbers. We continue to bring on new sponsors, which we'll bring on a couple of new sponsors here in a week or two that I'm super excited to talk about when I can. I can't quite yet, but it just goes to show you that people are taking a listen to Tailgate Radio and like what they hear, and sponsors like the response that they're getting from you, the listeners. So this week we have on the show, last week we talked comedy, this week we're talking technology. We have the founder and head coach of Crowdgate, Mr. Paul Gonzalez. He's going to be joining us, and listen, before you get any preconceived notions, Crowdgate is going to make your tailgating experience unbelievable. The thought, the process, and the actual application on the website and the app is going to create an unbelievable opportunity for you to take your tailgate party to the next level, and he's going to talk to us all about that after our first break. But first, I want to tell you, we have created a great community with Tailgate Radio, and it continues to grow. We continue to find folks that join us on our Twitter handle at Tailgate Radio. People are going over to our website at tailgateradio.com, and I encourage you to do that because we've got great content, we've got recipes, we've got videos, we have all the archives from our previous show. So if you want to go back and listen to some of our great guests like Jake the Snake Plumber or Icky Woods or Reggie Rivers or WWE Hall of Famer announcer Jim Ross, you can do that. You can go over to our website at tailgateradio.com and listen back to any of our shows. And of course, you can also go to iTunes and subscribe, and that will also give you our complete archive. We're on episode 26 already, half a year, right down the middle. We've been doing this show for half a year, and the response has been unbelievable. You know, this is kind of the downtime, and I mean that with all due respect to the NASCAR and the racing fans and baseball fans that are about to kick off baseball season or throw out the first pitch for baseball season, and all of the spring activities, fairs and concerts and things like that that go on there, where tailgating is a part of. But from a perspective of our listenership, I mean, we came out of the gate right before football season, and it was great timing because people really found the show, were looking for content, and gave us a great base. We have an opportunity here to continue to expand our listenership by reaching out to the NASCAR crowd, the Formula One crowd, the IndyCar crowd, Major League and Minor League Baseball, soccer fans, and that you know, that includes not just the sports side, but all of the things that go around tailgating. We've had great chefs on this show. We've had great mixologists on this show. We've had great game day gadget inventors or manufacturers or distributors on this show. And so this show is not one-dimensional. We don't just talk sports. In fact, we very rarely talk X's and O's or statistics because that's just not our forte and that's not what we do. We're the fans out in the parking lot that no matter if our team is 15-0 or 0-15, we're going to have a good time in the parking lot. So I want you to know, if this is your first time listening to Tailgate Radio, just take it all in, because some weeks are going to be more down your alley than others, but that's okay. You can hit the pause button, wait till the next show is up and goes right into your iTunes feed, and it just comes to you. It's amazing. Audio on demand has become such a big thing, and we are so happy to be a part of that and proud here at Tailgate Radio that you're listening in and like the content for the most part. I love some of the snarky stuff you guys send to us on our Twitter. Keep that stuff coming. It keeps us humble, keeps us honest. We don't flame. I think that's what they call it. If we don't get angry, I love it. It means, you know, what I don't love is if you're indifferent, if you don't respond. So when I get some snarky little comment or something, I'm like, all right, man, they're listening. That's great. So we want to thank you for listening in to the show and participating, being an active participant. And it's going to even get more interactive in the near future as we move through the spring and summer. We're going to be experimenting with some new technology and some new activities. We're going to be at some live events reporting directly and having on-demand opportunities through some new technology. So we're going to try it. I'm not the most technically gifted person out there in the world. I'll readily admit that. But some of the technology that's out there is amazing and will certainly apply to the show here at Tailgate Radio. So before we go into our first break, just want to remind you all again, head over to the website, check on and click on some of our sponsor links. We've got some great sponsors like Shirtsicle. They're our official merchandiser for Tailgate Radio and tailgating gear that we have, and they've got some cool designs over there. Take a look at those. Also, our good friends at Amazon. And then go back and visit some of our old sponsors, you know, some sponsors that are maybe not necessarily advertising with us at this point in time, but we still plug them on Twitter because they've been good to us, and we want to keep that relationship good. Folks like the Tailgater home satellite system for out on the road. It's a portable satellite system that actually Jake Plummer is involved in that project, and we love Jake, and he came on the show and was real gracious with his time. And he's part of that process. So go and find the Tailgater out there. And there's some other sponsors too. We've got lots of sponsors. The Tie Bar, Harry's. We've got some cool sponsors, man. And we're going to have some more. So take a chance, take an opportunity, and go check that out. And go back in our archives and listen to our old shows, like I said. Well, we'll be back with the founder and head coach of Crowdgate, Mr. Paul Gonzalez, when we come back with more Tailgate Radio. But first,
all right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit KingControls.com to find a retailer near you, or go to GetYourTailgater.com and order it online. That's KingControls.com or GetYourTailgater.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. We've got a great one for you. And at this time, I don't want to waste any time with this, because I think when you hear what's going on with this technology, you're going to want to be a part of it. This gentleman is the founder and head coach at CrowdGate. His name is Paul Gonzalez. Paul, welcome in to Tailgate Radio.
John, yeah, thanks so much for having us on the show. It's been a crazy few months here for CrowdGate trying to get the product launched. I can hardly believe that I'm sitting here chatting with you today, so really appreciate the time today. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the meat and potatoes of CrowdGate, tell me about the process and how you actually came up with the concept of this is something that is needed in the world of sports, and how can we perfect it?
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of all boils down to one specific moment I had about 3 years ago. I didn't really start working on the product until about 6 months ago. I'd worked in finance before. But about 3 years ago, I was living in New York at the time. I'm a Penn State grad, so I'm a huge Nittany Lions fan. And I came out to Chicago to visit a friend. Penn State was playing at Northwestern at the time. So we decided, you know, like any true Penn Staters would, we wanted to go to the tailgate before the game. But when I was visiting, you know, my friend lived in a small apartment. He didn't have a grill or chairs or anything like that. And he didn't even have a car. So, like some foolish 20-year-olds, we decided to, you know, get a case of beer and just take the L up to Evanston and sort of see what happens. Of course, we get off the L, and it's absolutely downpouring. We're kind of just roaming around the parking lot with a case of beer, trying to text people and figure out what to do. Ultimately, we ended up giving up and started, you know, just walking to the game. And as I was walking to the game, I noticed there were still a bunch of people out there tailgating. You know, they had tents and chairs and food, and we're still having a great time. And I started to think to myself, you know, wouldn't it have been great to connect with these people before game day, right? What if I could have connected with them a couple of days before and said, you know, hey, can I, you know, join your tailgate? So, you know, me and my buddy, we're just, you know, just a couple of Penn Staters looking to see what tailgating at Northwestern is all about. And have been given that peace of mind of knowing that, you know, my game day and tailgate were taken care of. And also realizing that for that experience, I probably would have paid them something up front. So that's kind of how the idea of CrowdGate started. So it was about 3 years ago, and for the past 6 months or so, we've really been working on trying to build that marketplace to connect fans looking for tailgates with people hosting tailgates.
I'm always fascinated when people can take an idea and then really massage it to the point where it becomes something that's tangible and real. And you come in from a finance background. I would think the learning curve on creating the technology, the IT piece, the GPS piece, all the things that I'm sure go into that was a pretty daunting task.
Yeah, you know, John, it was. And I will say, you know, while I was, you know, a few years back, me and some buddies tried to build an app that was related to, like, restaurants and bars and stuff. And we hired a developer, and it was hard to manage all that stuff. And about a year ago when I was still working in finance, I kind of got bored of that job and decided to just try to do something I care about, to try to build something from nothing. So I joined a school here in Chicago. It's actually a 9-month program that teaches novices like myself how to build web applications. It teaches you the full sort of technology skills needed, the product development skills needed, as well as some marketing and customer acquisition tools to basically take a product from nothing and launch it. So you kind of just have to dive in head first and say, you know, if this is something you care about, you'll just learn as you go and figure out how to get things done on a day-to-day basis.
I'm here with Paul Gonzalez from CrowdGate. And, Paul, I want to talk to you a little bit about the functionality, because I know as a tailgater, there are so many factors that go into that game day experience.
Yes, I think there's a couple of different sort of situations where CrowdGate can apply. So I think first, for sort of for like the hardcore tailgater that you mentioned, there's a lot of tailgating groups or businesses out there already that are hosting these, you know, turnkey tailgates for fans, and it really creates a great experience for these fans. But one of the challenges is just how do you connect with a larger audience? You know, how do you grow that business? How do fans from away teams hear about you? So really, for that sort of scenario, we were just trying to build a marketplace that made it easy for fans to be able to find all these tailgate offerings in one, you know, nice marketplace, and to be able to compare them and kind of see what's the best situation for them. Now, I'm not on the hardcore tailgating side, maybe more of like the amateur tailgater. What we think is really interesting about what Crabgate can offer is, you know, take, for example, the family of five that is trying to go to an NFL game. You know, it could cost, you know, up to, you know, $500 plus to go to a game now these days, or whatever it costs. But maybe they have a few hours before game time, right? Maybe they have some grills and some chairs and a tent, and they want to earn some extra cash. Wouldn't it be great if there was an easy way for them, you know, a couple of weeks before to post something on our website that says, hey, you know, we're going to be at, you know, the Chicago Bears game, tailgating in this parking lot 5 hours before or 3 hours before, whatever the case is. And if you want to join, it's $20. And, you know, fans from the away team or even fans from Chicago can go to this website and find out what the tailgate's offerings are for them to join before game day. So that's kind of the idea of what we have in mind in terms of how we're trying to connect both amateur tailgaters as well as sort of the hardcore tailgating business. As I kind of started down this road of launching this business, I was fascinated in the service, right? I figured, what a great way to enhance a game day experience of basically having someone else take care of everything for me and me just being able to join this tailgate. So I started to do some research to find out what was out there. And the research was really hard. And the reason was that all these different tailgate offerings are kind of hidden within the internet. You have to either know, you know, to search for each individual team on Google, or maybe there was a blog post talking about the best tailgating groups, or maybe they have a Facebook group or a Twitter page. You know, some tailgate groups I even found were using things like crowdfunding platforms or Eventbrite to host their tailgates. So what I'm really trying to do here is unlock a lot of the current existing tailgate offerings to shed some light on those and make them more accessible to fans, as well as make it easier for amateur tailgaters to host their own turnkey tailgates.
One of the things I know that's going to be super important in getting Crowdgate moving in the right direction is both having folks become acclimated to the app itself, as well as signing up as hosts and signing up as users. So walk us through that process.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had a few tailgating groups and businesses around the country that have been, you know, super helpful and kind of taking a chance on us and just listening to us and testing out the product a little bit. So, you know, on the college side, we work pretty closely with, you know, the Gourmet Gents guys down there in South Carolina.
Hey, I know those guys.
Oh, yeah, they're just the best. they've really helped work through the product. I've had a blast talking to them and testing things out. As well as Tailgate Troubadours down in Texas A&M and the WV Beast Tailgate Bus for WVU. They've been helpful in kind of checking out our props. And on the NFL side, we've been working with the Cars' number one tailgating experience down there in Arizona, as well as Top Shelf Tailgating in New York. So those are all some groups that have been, you know, checking out our product and, you know, been thinking about, you know, listing their tailgates on our site for the upcoming season. So just a big thank you to them for helping us, you know, kind of get the ball rolling and getting some initial feedback about how we can make Crowdgate better.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I appreciate about that too, Paul, is the fact that you went directly into the parking lot. You went to folks that are going to give you that unfiltered and really that experience of on-the-ground tailgaters and pretty seasoned guys. I know the guys in South Carolina, and I'm sure all the other folks that you worked with have various levels and experience in tailgating. So the fact that you went in and talked to those groups is huge as far as getting feedback that's going to only make Crowdgate more useful and entertaining and fun to work with.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when, especially when you're thinking about technology products and apps specifically, it's often hard to forget that behind all that is actual people, right? So to me, there's nothing more important than, you know, talking to people and learning and about what they do and hearing their stories and trying to figure out what it is that is a pain about running their tailgates and what can be better. And that's kind of, you know, what informs a lot of the decisions we make in terms of how we built the platform and what sorts of features we included. So, again, just big thanks to them. And, you know, anyone else who, you know, wants to go check out the site and play around on it, you know, feel free to provide us any feedback. We're always trying to make it better.
So what's the call to action to get these folks involved and get these tailgate clubs and get users used to the app and really familiarize themselves with the website?
Yeah, absolutely. So to become a host on our platform, it's a pretty easy sign-up process. If you go to our webpage, which is www.crabgate.us, there's a link that says become a host. And you click on that, and you just submit your email address. And we'll contact you within 48 hours or so just to have a quick telephone call. You know, it's important to us that we want to make sure that the hosts on our platform are not just, you know, in it to make a quick buck, but really appreciate what tailgating is all about and understand that, you know, they're there to provide a great game day experience for their guests. So we want to make sure that their ethos and philosophy are kind of in line with what we expect at Crabgate. And from there, we can help you get set up in terms of listing tailgates. So basically, you pick which game you want to tailgate for. It's pretty easy. There's a couple different types of tailgates you can set up. Either maybe you want to sell a full tailgate package, so you know, maybe it's a couple $100 and that guest can bring as many friends as they want along. Or maybe you want to charge per head. Or maybe you're hosting a tailgate for like a charity or trying to bring awareness to a product that you have or something like that. So you can actually host free tailgates if you want that people join. So those are all options that we offer on our site. And at this time, we've kind of been walking through people and handholding them to get them set up. And we're learning a lot in that process. In terms of users finding us, we've been pretty active on Twitter. Our handle is @CrabgateApp. That's Crabgate APP. And we're just trying to connect with fans and alumni groups and let them know what offerings are out there. It's pretty easy once you get to the app to search. Basically, you just search for the team that you want to tailgate for. So let's say I was trying to search for Penn State tailgates. I could just go to the Penn State page. And on that page, I would basically see all the tailgates available for Penn State games around the country. And I could click on one and learn about who the host is, see some pictures of previous tailgate. As the site grows, actually see reviews and ratings from previous guests, and basically just book and pay right online to join that tailgate. Yeah. So yeah, as you mentioned, we're new, we're young, so we're still building at the marketplace. And these are focused mostly on getting hosts onboard for that matter. So yeah, we hopefully, you know, we're learning a lot as we go through this process of getting our first initial users. So that's where we've been spending our time now.
Paul Gonzalez here with Crowdgate. And before we go, Paul, once again, tell us how we can find the app itself and go to the website and learn more about all the functionality and get ready for a big kickoff this fall. And if you want to get a head start, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.crowdgate.us. You can go check out what kind of we're working on and where the app is now. If you want to become a host, there's a link right there in the upper right-hand corner of the website that just says become a host. It's pretty easy to fill out the form, submit your email, and we'll contact you and get you set up. One thing along with that, I just want to mention, we will be running some pretty cool promotions coming up here soon alongside Tailgaters gear. They have some cool tailgating products, chairs and tents like that. So basically, if you list the tailgate on our website by the end of May, you'll be entered into a contest to win almost $350 worth of some of their cool new tailgating products. So be on the lookout for that. And you can, you know, follow us on Twitter @CrowdgateApp. It's Crowdgate APP to learn more about these promotions and just some of the other things we're working on. Or if you have any questions about the business or just want to talk tailgating with me, feel free to shoot me an email at paul@crowdgate.us.
We look forward to seeing the growth of Crowdgate, and we'd love to be a part of it. So thank you for coming in this week, and we'd love to check in with you again before kickoff this fall and football season.
Absolutely, John. Thanks so much for having me, and bottoms up. I hope to see you in the parking lot at some point, and happy to chat with you again in the future.
All right, that's Paul Gonzalez, the founder and head coach. I love that. Of Crowdgate. Go check them out at crowdgate.us. I wish them all the success in the world. And go out there and support them. Log on, check out their product, sign up, get the app, do everything you can to make. This is a great tailgating product. And let's do everything we can as the Tailgate Nation to support CrowdGate and get them moving in the right direction. Hey, before we take our break, let's head into the Weather Center and talk to Ashley. And she's going to tell us about the big NASCAR race this weekend in Martinsville. Hey, Ashley.
All right, let's get started with this week in NASCAR. The STP 500 will take place at Martinsville Speedway at 1 p.m. Eastern. It'll be a clear, sunny day with temperatures in the low 50s. Moving to the NHRA, ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte, North Carolina will host the 6th annual NHRA 4-Wide Nationals this Sunday. Expect beautiful, sunny skies with temps in the mid-50s. And now we'll take a look at IndyCar, where the Firestone Grand Prix will occur in St. Petersburg, Florida this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Tailgaters and fans can expect temps in the mid-70s and sunny skies. Also, Ultra Music Festival will be taking place in Miami this weekend. You'll see mostly clear skies over the course of the weekend with the exception of Friday as there is a chance of showers. Expect temps in the 70s and 80s. And that just about wraps it up for this week.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Foil and spikes make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
That's right. To use a Spud Spike, you oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank our very special guest this week, the founder and head coach over at crowdgate.us, Mr. Paul Gonzalez. Go over, sign up, get going with that. That's going to be an awesome, awesome tool come this fall for your tailgate party, your tailgate organization, your alumni association, your office get-together, whatever it is, the Crowdgating app, crowdgate.us. Go over there and check it out, and let Paul know what you think. I think he left his email address in the interview, so if you missed it, go back and rewind and send him some feedback, because he genuinely wants it so that he can make the app better. So, again, our thanks to Paul Gonzalez and everybody over at Crowdgate for coming in and sharing some time and letting us know what you're doing over there. Also want to thank Ashley. Ashley's back in the Weather Center. She's been on hiatus. Always, always good to hear Ashley's voice. And, you know, we haven't talked about it, but I think Ashley has been on hiatus, has been gone for the last several weeks, because I've got a conspiracy theory. I think that because this has been such a crappy summer, or crappy winter, I'm already thinking of summer. It's been such a harsh winter for so many people across the U.S. that Ashley got tired of hearing about you guys bitching and complaining and whining about the weather. And it's not to say that you're not justified in doing it. Now, being down here in South Texas, we had a really rough winter. I think we got below 40 at least twice. And so you guys don't really know what winter is until you've had a 47-degree morning in South Texas. Oh, my gosh. You would think the world was crusting over with ice. And I know for a lot of you, it really did. And it still is in some areas. So we're hoping that you kick out of that. And I use the kick out reference because this is WrestleMania weekend. And our good friend Sho Funaki, who is a frequent guest during football season, he's a number one Packers fan in the world. And he's been voted the world's greatest tailgater. He has. He's from Tokyo, Japan, and he's also a big Packers fan, and he's former WWE Cruiserweight Champion of the World. And they have their big Super Bowl event this weekend called WrestleMania. He is out in the Bay Area, and He just texted me earlier, and he's all ready to go. And I don't think he's going to get in the ring. I think those days are past him. But he's got some other official functions, and he's going to be doing that as well. So we got a whole lot going on, folks. This is a great family we have here at Tailgate Radio. We appreciate your support. Go check us out on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. Go to our website at tailgateradio.com. Click on our links to our sponsors. Those folks really do support the show and help keep the show free and help keep the lights on, help keep the bandwidth going so we can continue to bring you great content. This is a great studio that we've had built here. It is, it's all because of you. It's because of your support of the greatest sport in the world, tailgating. 35 to 50 million of you every year participate in some type of tailgating event. And so it transcends all sports, all nations, and it's just a fun activity. And as Joe Kahn said, the commissioner of tailgating, when he was on, said it's the last great community. It's the last great neighborhood. It's one of the last places where we talk face to face and aren't texting all the time and aren't, you know, on social media all the time. There's a place for all that, but man, there's nothing like sharing a cold beer, a nice steak, a burger, a brat, a breakfast taco with your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your former classmates or current classmates. That's what tailgating's all about. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, I want to thank you again. And, you know, as we always say here, I mean, you're going to hear this every week. We want to keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. And we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. See you on the next one.